My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Give it to Henry, right side, powers his way in, touchdown Ravens! Derrick Henry, touchdown number one as a Raven, touchdown number one of the 24 season.
Call on Ravens Radio was not enough, as Lamar Jackson and that Baltimore pass game come up just a little bit short, and the Kansas City Chiefs open up with a 27-20 win last night on Thursday Night Football. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell. We got Pepe in the back, and we're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And I can see by the numbers, y'all are ready to go for the football season. How many Derrick Henry messages were in your mentions after he had the early touchdown? It certainly slowed down in mine, because Henry ends up with 13 carries for 46 yards and a TD. 3.5 a carry. I will remind everyone, RJ Choppy, the deal was 2 for 16. 8 a year. Derrick Henry, 13 for 46. Cowboy regret, week one.
Cowboy regret at zero. Didn't want him. Don't want him. Simple. I don't want to pay running backs. Especially, I mean, I'll pay younger ones, right? You know, pay rookies, you know, whatever. Even into the third, fourth, fifth, what year, whatever. But you get beyond that, and you get beyond that terrible age of 27 at the running back position, I'm just out.
Stephen A. Smith sat down with Jerry Jones in Frisco, and he said, my biggest criticism of your offseason was not signing Derrick Henry, who clearly wanted to be here off the heels of last night. Let's just refresh it, Jerry. Why didn't you do it?
Candidly, I thought in Zeke that we really had an opportunity. Mm-hmm. I know that how badly he wanted to get back with the Cowboys. Right. I personally thought that his work there in New England was better than maybe a lot of other people evaluated it. Yeah. I thought he did carry the mail in some critical times for them. And by the way, I saw those old boys getting up with that Jimmy Brown look, the way those players used to look when I was watching him on television, and they'd look like they'd just hit a brick wall, or an old Jimmy had just ease up. Mm-hmm. I saw some of that still in the way that New England with Zeke got the job done in the running game.
Right.
I have more belief that Zeke gives us what we need in our short yardage than maybe a lot of fans do.
Jimmy Brown.
Zeke Elliott was Jimmy Brown in New England. This is the number one thing I will hold their feet to the fire for, I believe. This is by far the biggest disagreement and evaluation that I have of them. Now, Mike McCarthy, I think, got a little testy a couple weeks ago in his presser. Like, no one said that he's going to be the bell cow. No one said that we're just going to hand off like he is a rookie or in his second year. But the Cowboys are making it sound like the reason they got rid of Zeke a couple years ago was just contractual. It wasn't ability. And now that we got him for basically nothing, now we can get back to the ability. Because that was just like a money thing. That was just like a finance thing. It sounds and looks insane. Unless it's just going to be, which I would be fine with, 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, goal line.
And the first carry of the game.
And the first carry of the game.
By the way,
that's what it's going to be, right? I mean, he's going to be the starter.
When they say that it was just a money thing, that's why he wasn't here last year.
I don't know that they did say that.
No, it was definitely a cap move.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of funny that, like, okay, he's making $2 million this year and he's costing you $8.5 million. Because he's charged to your cap twice.
That's frugal, Jerry. He's like, I'm not going to lose out on what I owe him. He's going to work for it.
He's charged for $2 million, and then he's got his $6.5 million dead cap split from last year that's sitting on there from cutting him last year. So you're actually charging Zeke twice this year.
It's like me with my lease deal. I'm like, I'm turning this thing in 24 hours before it's due. I'm not doing it 2 weeks or a week beforehand. I'm getting all my money out of it. And that's how Jerry probably views his football team. He did admit, though, we always talk about old Jerry, new Jerry. Is Stephen the frugal one? He did admit to Stephen A. Smith he is a little different.
Here is the point. The same thing, the very same thing that made those decisions there make them now. The only thing is that I would say that I haven't taken the risks the magnitude of the risks that I took early. Mm-hmm. I've slowed down on that risk part of it a little bit.
Because?
I like what we're doing with our philosophy of developing young players. Mm. Now, that hadn't been here for the last 30 years, but it's certainly been here for the last 5 or 10 years. The salary cap has altered the way that I look and rationale putting a team together. Okay. That salary cap.
It's been 30 years, the salary cap. This isn't a new thing. How has it altered how you put a team together? I mean, it's been literally 30 years.
Yeah, I think they've...
You can say, right?
Well, compared to what they did it in the first four?
Yeah, like re-signing our own, and having a cap on that limits you for going out and making the big splashes, the Charles Haley, Deion Sanders. It's not the same time period.
I think they also, one of the things they would talk about is, I think on the record, but maybe some off the record behind the scenes stuff you'd hear from people too. The idea of, hey, we did some gymnastics. We did some cap tricks, some accounting tricks to the best of our ability to open a window where we could spend and go get Cooks and Gilmore and some of these other people. And like, now it's just time to pay up. And it's unfortunate, and it didn't work out, but like that's where we put ourselves.
All right, so we had Thursday Night Football, and now you have tonight in Brazil, first ever NFL game, and I cannot keep track of all the security stories. Darius Slay comes out along with A.J. Brown saying, or we're told not even to have our cell phones out on the street. Darius Slay says, I don't want to leave the hotel room. Then Darius Slay comes out and realizes his brand, his big play brand in Brazil has been damaged. And he said, I apologize to all the Brazilian fans. Apologize. I take it all back. I'm retracting that. And now there's a report from Jonathan Jones, CBS, that it's going to be about an hour and a half to a 2 hour commute for the Packers to get to the game, because the Eagles are the home team, they're closer to the stadium. So it could be an hour and a half or 2 hour traffic jam for the Packers, and that they have beefed up and tightened the security.
Look, I got some, I have some tips for Darius Slay.
Oh, how many times have you been to Brazil?
Well, let's see. Twice.
Whoa.
Yeah. Never been there, but I've seen two of the Fast and the Furious
Brazil
movies.
Brazil or a Brazilian?
Oh, you went to Texas Day Brazil.
No, two of the Fast and the Furious movies had some parts that were filmed in Brazil, so okay. I feel like I've been there.
Okay.
All right, so here's what you got to do, man, okay? First thing you got to do, go to a street race. You want to ingratiate yourself with the people of Brazil, find a street race. That's what you got to do. And the second thing you got to do is you got to rob the head guy his he's going to keep the you got to rob the bad guy.
It's like punching the badass in jail.
Yeah, you got to rob the drug.
First
lord.
Night you get to prison, yeah, you got to find the big guy, punch him in the mouth.
Rob, that's how you want to ingratiate yourself. Let's go here. Street race, baby. Let's do it.
Brazil last year ranked as the 17th most dangerous country in the world by murder rate.
Not for Dom Toretto.
Where were we on that list? Does it say?
I don't have it.
I'm just curious. No, I'm just curious. I genuinely want to know, like, relative to that. I don't know what 17th means. Like, I don't have a frame of reference for that.
Who's number one?
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line here on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. What are we looking at on the college slate in terms of these games?
Yeah, we got a lot of good games this weekend. I thought last week was pretty solid opening week to the college football season.
A lot of big games last week,
too. Yeah, so On3 has the top 10 games of week two that they want you to look out for. And these are going to be marquee matchups and some with playoff implications and things like that. So number 10, Kansas. Number 21, Kansas at Illinois on Big Ten Network. That's the first one. Number 9, the ninth game, is number 23, Georgia Tech, who is kind of surging in a lot of people's eyes. That was a team we had talked about a little bit before the season. But Georgia Tech at Syracuse. Syracuse has a defensive back there that's worth watching as we get closer to the draft. Like a big dude. He's like 6'5 and plays corner. 8, App State at number 25, Clemson. I say this is a big game just because I'm hoping it'll put the final nail in Dabo's coffin.
It was my best bet on the BetQL show that we did last night.
Well,
Number 7, South Carolina at Kentucky. That's 3:30 on ABC. Number 6, Arkansas at number 16, Oklahoma State. That's noon on ABC. Ollie Gordon is so damn good, that running back at Oklahoma State. He is fantastic, and I hate admitting that. Number 5, Boise State at number 7, Oregon. That's 10 p.m. on Peacock. Oregon is in a weird spot now.
They did not look great last week.
No, they. I mean, you should not have. It was Idaho. You should not have had a 10-point victory against Idaho. That should have been a beatdown. But that was a team who a lot of people felt like that could be the number one team in the nation at some point. And for them to drop to 7 like they did, this will be a big test of like, all right, let's see how engaged you guys really are. The fourth game, Iowa State at number 21, Iowa. That's 3:30 on CBS. I don't know who in God's name would want to watch Iowa play football even now.
I want to know who has...
Didn't someone say the Cowboys offense without CeeDee Lamb would be Iowa?
Yeah, I think I can't remember who it was. But like, who has done it their way and it backfired more? Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, just say, like, I'm not doing the offensive thing. Or Dabo with the portal.
Not doing the offensive
Dabo.
Thing.
Dabo. Dabo has backfired more than probably anybody in the NIL era.
The over-under in this game, Sean, is 35.5. It's a college football game. It's over. The over-under is 35.5. I mean, you can't get low enough with that. They're bordering on service academy over-unders.
The shots is that it?
There's three more. 3, 24, NC State versus Tennessee. 2, Colorado at Nebraska. And then number 1, of course, number 3, Michigan. Or number 3, Texas at number 10, Michigan.
The shots fired off season from Derek Lively continued. He already took down Jason Tatum during the Mavs schedule release. And then it would look to be at a basketball camp. Theo Pinson and Rudy Gobert go after the most hated player, I think, in all of sports.
Who's on the posters? Who's on the TV screens? Who's on the commercials? That player is definitely going to be on the
perfect
floor.
Example. They played the Minnesota Timberwolves. There is zero reason Rudy Gobert should have been on that court.
Zero.
But you are paying him about $40, $50 million. You better get your ass out there and figure the f*** out.
And he didn't.
And he didn't.
He did not.
And then Shaq.
And then Shaq went after Rudy Gobert.
Called him the worst player in NBA history.
Worst player in NBA history. How about that?
Yeah, and then threw in Ben Simmons is another
one. And Ben Simmons.
Took shots at Ben Simmons, too, along the way.
Dwight Howard also said he didn't deserve all of his stuff. What has this guy done? That's all I care about for this upcoming NBA season. What has this guy done?
He's French. Other than be patient zero.
He's French.
Is that it? You think that's all it is?
They didn't hate Tony Parker like this, did they? No. Even when he was dating Longoria?
See, Tony wasn't an enforcer. So Rudy is French and an enforcer. Yeah. And they're like, I'm not going to get punked by some dude from France.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave up their country in 2 weeks.
Dwight Howard's like, no, he didn't win. He's a help defender. He's not a one-on-one shutdown guy. So my boy Derek Lively continuing to take everyone down.
I love the video of when Luka gets the switch in game two on Gobert, and then he puts him on skates and knocks down the last second shot to win. And I can't remember McDaniels, I think, who got switched off. And you see him going to the rim with, and he's like, damn it. Like, he already knew we lost because Gobert is on Luka.
It's time to put it all on the table. It's time for the wall of hot takes to get lit up by the morning show. My favorite stat in all of sports. It's guaranteed there will be five new playoff teams in the NFL this year. So you got to put five in, take five out, and who's going to play and win the Super Bowl? That and one of our final giveaways of the week, Ludacris tickets to hook you up with commercial free expressway with NFL predictions is next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sprints in motion to the right flat. Mahomes will throw it right sideline, wide open with the catch. Xavier Worthy, 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City. Xavier Worthy, the second time in the end zone in the first game of his career. A 35-yard strike by Mahomes to the Chiefs' first-round draft pick.
Game one is in the books. Kansas City 1-0, Baltimore 0-1 after they lose by a toe out of bounds. Game two tonight exclusively on Peacock. So keep that in mind. Got to be watching this on Peacock and not on NBC.
Are you feeling comfortable with your TV setup and the way that you're able to operate streaming and everything else at this point?
No. Yesterday, I said, all right, I'm going to download YouTube TV. I'm going to use Bobby's sign-in information. Thanks to Tolo Aaron, who volunteered to let me use his account as well. But then it gave me all this stuff like, we're going to send a verification to the holder of the account over to their Galaxy phone. And then we're going to sit there and it's got to be off the Wi-Fi of the account. And I'm like, all right, I'm not doing this. I'm not texting Bobby every time I need to sign into YouTube TV. So I texted him and I said, hey, just let you know, I'm messing with your account. If you get any notifications, you said you fixed it in order to let me try it. So I think I'm going to go home and do it today.
Well, because, yeah, it didn't even.
But I'm ready to pull the trigger.
It didn't.
Did Monday by 5 p.m. They don't have this worked out. I'm not missing San Francisco and Aaron Rodgers. Not going to do it. And I'm getting ready to pull the trigger and cut the cord.
I got the email yesterday about the security alert on it, and it was a critical security alert. It didn't even give me the option to like clear you.
Oh, because my last name is Sharif. It's gonna be critical.
Exactly. Yeah. They're like, he needs additional screening. It said sign in attempt was blocked. Someone just used your password to try to sign into your account. Google blocked them, but you should check what happened. So I went to check activity and it was like, was this you? And I was like, yes, it's me. So I think that now, like, whitelisted, they were just like, this is so outside. It just probably triggered your location and everything else that it was like, This doesn't seem like your sign.
So did they not, I thought they, like, kind of cracked down on this for Netflix. Did they not do this for YouTube TV? Like, people are messaging me, like, 3 to 5 people can access this at the same time. It's not just, like, your home, one person.
I've never had an issue with it. You were able to get into it in Oxnard without a problem. So I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's like a, because there are different ways you can log in. So if you've got the app on your TV, there's one where it's like, hey, go log in on the internet, enter the code, and that's match up with the TV, and it's logged in. Were you trying to physically log it in on the TV?
I went to my computer and did like, type in the code and go to this website, blah, blah, blah.
And it still did that. Okay, so it's a little weird to me. I would think normally those measures, they're comfortable with it, but it didn't say anything about, hey, you've reached a limit. It was just like it was a security thing.
Okay, so this is my favorite stat in all of sports. I wait for this segment and topic every single year. The National Football League is so unpredictable in terms of playoff teams that every single year, at least 5, it's even gotten up to 6 in many years, there will guaranteed to be at least 5 new playoff teams that make it. And that means you got to take 5 teams out. I'm going to remind you of the playoff teams last year.
Yeah, there was 1 year it got down to 4. 1 year. Like, cool.
Okay.
And then, but now with it up to 7 teams, it's a lot.
Yeah, we could really do this with 6 and make it really difficult. The teams that made the playoffs last year: Cowboys, Eagles, Lions, Packers, Buccaneers, San Francisco, and the LA Rams. Over to the AFC. Remember, you got to take teams out to put teams in. Buffalo, Miami, Baltimore, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. So 3 teams out of the North. The Armpit, then Kansas City. Those are your 7 teams in the AFC.
So last year was a year of 6. You had 6 new ones. Because the previous year, Seattle, the Giants, Minnesota, Jacksonville, the Chargers, and Cincinnati made it.
Which the expanded playoffs to 7 teams, you might see it become more common that it's like 6.
Let's stick with 5. That's difficult enough. And let's go around the room one by one and get ready for your big time Super Bowl NFL predictions for the season. You can also include your hot takes at 877-881-1053. Ralph, start us off.
Out is Pittsburgh. In is Jacksonville.
Okay.
This is good. Out is Buffalo.
Whoa.
I mean, look, you take Stephon Diggs out of there. They are the oldest team in football.
They are.
There's questions about Sean McDermott, and that's going to be a competitive division.
None of us even mentioned them or had a second thought about them in our power rankings on Wednesday.
No, I didn't. I don't think they're a top 5 team. I think the old roster is much more important than the Diggs loss.
Will this speak on Josh Allen if they miss the playoffs?
Absolutely.
Should.
As an elite quarterback, elite quarterbacks don't miss the playoffs. Like, they just don't miss it.
In the New York Jets.
Oh!
That is only because
Are you serious?
This is only because I had to come up with five. They've got a great defense. They will be a wild card team as Aaron Rodgers like limps around looking like Tiny Tim out there.
Wow. One of my favorite, if not my favorite, moment in show history with Bobby on here. And credit to you for not just being dug in belt. Putting Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. Wow.
Playoffs.
Pepe, do you have any? Did you do five in or five out or no?
Yes, I did.
Okay, give us one and one.
I have Tampa Bay out, Atlanta in. Easy one there for the NFC South.
That is an easy one.
All right, so I'll also just go ahead and use yours to knock out three of mine. Bobby stole my thunder. I have the Bills out and the Jets in. I also have the Steelers out, and I put Cincinnati in. And I also took out the Buccaneers and put the Falcons in. So those are three of mine. Five in, five out. Let's continue.
Next one. Out, Cleveland. In, Cincy.
Yeah. That's where I'm at with this. Cleveland, Cincy, I think, is one that's going to be easy for everybody here.
I have the same.
Okay.
Do
you have that one too, Bobby?
Yeah, and in Cleveland, the biggest thing is if Watson is somehow Watson this year, uh-huh, or the guy that we became used to, then like this changes dramatically. Because if they're able to add the passing attack to what they do in the run game and how good that defense is, Cleveland's an easy team that could be in. But just right now, I don't believe in Watson anymore. So Cleveland out and Blondie Burrow in on this one.
This one was tough in the NFC. Again, I have the Rams out, Seattle in. Seattle was close last year. I think they finally break through as a seventh seed.
I like the Seattle call. That's a team I thought about.
Decent.
Because we're all still kind of being safe with these. These are kind of obvious. I also have the Rams out. I'm so tired of this freaking Rams love. I'm sounding like Bobby over here. I'm so tired of the Matt Stafford, LA Rams love. I have them out, and I'm putting in the L.A. Chargers.
Oh, Jim. Well, that's wrong conference.
I know, but I don't care. Jim Harbaugh making the difference.
Dude, there's a lot of – when I was going through those power rankings the other day, I think the Chargers got as high as like 12 on somebody's ranking. Like, there are people really buying in on them, which is a little interesting to me given how awful it looked down the stretch and then the fact that they lose Keenan Allen, they lose Austin Eckler. Like, they've had all these departures.
Do you have another NFC team that's going to be in, though?
No, not right now. I'm just picking five easy ones, five in, five out, and I'll make up the math.
You can have an 8-team AFC, 6-team NFC. I love it. Okay, so my next one.
Because this is technically could get up to six.
You can find another team. I, too, like y'all, I have Tampa out and Atlanta in. That's my third one.
I have my...
Get your next one.
I have my hot take NFC. The Chicago Bears
are in
as a wild card.
Mm.
The Chicago Bears, if Caleb doesn't act a fool, too much talent, too many weapons, Minnesota down. I got three teams making it from the NFC North.
Okay,
so Bears are in. Take that, Chicoline.
Bears are in. Okay.
It's your soft putting game in here.
Oh, my gosh. That was rough. I have Pittsburgh out, Jacksonville in. It's not any sort of big belief in Jacksonville. That's a weak division for the most part. I mean, I believe in Houston. I think Houston's going to be really good this year. But outside of that, I don't trust what the Colts are. I don't think that the Titans are going to be very good. That's going to set up nicely for Jacksonville, who really choked down the stretch and should have been in the playoffs.
The Colts were the team I really tried to make myself like.
Mm-hmm.
They were one that really made sense to me here. Like, okay, let's do this. All this Anthony Richardson fantasy hype, the chosen one, the Howie Roseman of the AFC is Chris Ballard, their general manager. But I don't know enough about them, and I could not do it.
Peyton?
I have Tyreek Hill and his 12 kids out. Justin Herbert in. The Chargers.
Oh!
Okay.
Man, Tua went later in fantasy than I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, this guy's going to put up 400 yards here and there, four touchdowns, five touchdowns. I ended up taking Brock Purdy over him.
Got to learn to fall before you can draft him. That's true.
I have Philadelphia out.
Oh!
And the Chicago Bears in.
I like
Whoa.
It.
Whoa.
I like it.
Boy, we're...
Why Philly out?
I mean, look, a lot of changes on the offense. I mean, I do think that, you know, obviously losing Kelsey's big. He's going to have a lot more on his plate, having to, you know, figure out all the calls, all the checks. They don't know how to lose until the end of the year. It's just, you know, you got to pick them.
You got to pick them. So this will be the first NFC East...
Repeat champion.
In what?
20 years.
2004. The last time we had a repeat champion, Curt Schilling was pitching with a bloody sock.
Wow.
Fake.
All right, so I've got my four so far. I have the Jets in, the Bills out, the Bengals in, the Browns out, Falcons in, Buccaneers out, Jaguars in, Steelers out, and then my final one, I also have the Chicago Bears in.
Oh!
Because if Caleb's good early on, that offense is going to be difficult mm-hmm. because of that receiving core, which is really good. And my out is... The Dallas Football Cowboys.
Oh!
What
a hater.
I just don't see double-digit wins for this football team right now. 8 or 9 wins is where I've been feeling all offseason. And I think this is... They're underplaying, I think, this discussion about... Like for instance, when we ask about the pressure, or when you asked about McCarthy about the pressure, and he clearly didn't want to get into that. This is just, I've seen this setup before and how quickly it can turn when you run into adversity because guys start going like, I got to find my next gig. I got to cover myself. And you stop thinking about the task at hand. I think they've set themselves up in a really poor position. So I've got the Bears in and the Cowboys out.
Jerry Jones was asked by Stephen A. Smith, make the case for your football team versus the rest of the NFC this year.
We have drafted some very... very outstanding football players that should have gotten on the field more last year than they did. We bring in some free agents, and they still may be struggling to get on the field. They need to get on the field. We also drafted some pretty good ones this year. When you are fighting the salary cap bulge, and you want to have the supporting cast around Dak and have it around CD, and possibly even Micah. Those young players are the ticket. They've got to come in and take up some of that slack for lack of salary cap. That's where we are. Last year, we had some that should have been on the field. They'll be out there, plus some of our young ones get on the field. Oh, I know that says, boy, there they are, counting on some rookies, counting on some young players, okay? But something's got to give. Something's got to give. We do want to keep these guys, and at the same token, we've spent the money. How do we do all of that? You do it by keeping it in your pocket during the high price free agency. You do it by hopefully developing young players, and you do it by keeping the premium guys that you can possibly keep.
I would really love to know specifically, like, and maybe, I don't know, we asked this on Tuesday, depending on how things go with the Browns. Who are you talking about? When you talk about there's some great players that didn't get on the field, is that...
Our roster's so good and so good. Loaded, they couldn't even sniff the field.
Mozzie played 17 games last year. He's not talking about Mozzie.
Okay.
Luke Schoonmaker played 17 games last year. He's not talking about Schoonmaker. They were very excited about Overshown. He did not play. Okay, that's one. That makes sense. But he said players. I think he might be talking about Deuce. I'd be really interested to pin him down on if that's who he was talking about. Because he's been talking a lot about, we got to find a way to get Deuce active on game day, got to. And for him to say players, because in recent draft history, I can't really find anybody else who hasn't been able to get on the field that's available. Maybe you're talking about Tolbert too some, but I mean, Tolbert played last year.
Yeah.
And so I think he's talking about Overshown and Deuce.
Pepe, you have any final 5 in, 5 out?
I have 2 more here. Steelers out, Bengals in, and then I also have the Browns out, and then Aaron Rodgers in as well, the Jets.
All right. So did you have the Jets in, Choppy?
I got one more. I have the Jets in and the Houston Texans out.
Oh, I like
Put that on the board. He has been digging in on the Texans all offseason.
Look, it was they had one good pop. I like Stroud. I think Stroud's good. I don't think that they're already putting him in the top 4 or 5 quarterbacks in the NFL. He's just not there.
Julio Rodriguez. Over again?
It's not quite Julio because this guy actually played a full year. But yeah, I mean, I'm just not buying it.
So the hottest takes on the show, Texans and Cowboys out from Chop and Bob. I like it. You got to have hot takes. Got to, because we're going to get surprises. Seattle maybe making it. Mm-hmm. The Chicago Bears making it. And then Bobby loving Aaron Rodgers.
That is a twisting of McCarthyan proportions.
877-881-1053. The boss just hit me up and said, your chance to win Cowboys tickets to the home opener courtesy of Miller Lite happening with the KNC Masterpiece and the G-Bag Nation today at Buffalo Wild Wings, Lemon Avenue in Dallas. Buffalo Wild Wings, today you can win tickets to the home opener. And in order to get you ready, we have ludicrous tickets to hook you up with. In order to get you ready for the Cowboys season starting on Sunday, the guys went in the lab, and we're going to start off with RJ Choppy's Dallas Cowboys song to get in your feels.
All right, Cowboy fans, it's 2024. This is the year. No more waiting. No more losing. No more disappointments. Here we go. Dak has been under fire since Green Bay whooped that ass here.
Yeah.
And they had us falling for it all, and just like in past years. Well, Dak's got a strong arm, but he just fell apart. We waited for this long, we're dumping the whole heart. Mike is in danger, Jerry went all in. Lamb is side, but Dak is still waiting. First round Cowboys.
Hope you
finally don't let us down, boys. Let us know when we be going down next in a playoff game. Zeke will go for 2.9. Gotta say, gosh. First round loss is bringing us pain. Holding doomsday on the D-line, cause it's Micah's time. And these fools ain't got him outside. First round Cowboys. First round Cowboys.
Oh my God.
That's what he set for a season.
Not
like
one take. Six or seven. But it'll do.
Like five.
Wow.
Thank you.
I told Sean during a break when you'd stepped out, I was like, Choppy really did come through with this song.
Oh,
and you were struggling with it for a while.
That was fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, I was struggling with it.
You didn't know which direction to go. No. You were kicking around a bunch of different ideas, and you came through.
I was kicking around Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight, but I hate that song.
Yeah.
I was kicking around a lot of different ones. Kid Cudi, because I was kicking around Bone Thugs, because they're from Cleveland.
That was good.
Thank you.
Bobby, a lot to live up to. With his song to get you ready for the Cowboys season. We have two giveaways today on a Football Friday. We'll have one in the 8 o'clock hour, but right now, if you listen to the commercial-free expressway, this is for you.
Stand up!
All right, Tolos, that's right. Call a number 10 right now at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets. See Ludacris at the Windstar World Casino and Resort on Friday, October 11th. That's call a number 10 at 877-881-1053.
All right, so... Oh, my father-in-law is loving it.
We're getting that up on the Facebook right now, by the way. Choppy song.
The Sean and RJ Facebook page. Mm-hmm. All right, Ludacris ticket giveaway and another pair. In the 8 o'clock hour, let's clean up the week.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Junkin!
877-881-1053. In order to win those tickets, hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. The Twolos and YouTube representing right now with some big time numbers. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. I cannot wait for this to come out. By the way, next Tuesday, we are going to have the actor and the director of the Aaron Hernandez FX series. Ooh. They're going to be joining us Tuesday at 8 o'clock, the guy playing Aaron Hernandez. But I'm not anticipating that more than this. Yesterday, Bill Simmons tweeted out the trailer for the Vince McMahon documentary on Netflix.
People have wondered who I really am. You know, the portrayal of me, I'm a bad guy. But no one really knows me.
In the world of professional wrestling,
Vince McMahon,
he's easy to hate.
What you expect.
I don't fight fair.
That's exactly what you're going to get.
It's not my fault that I happen to be a self-made billionaire.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to All American Wrestling.
When I bought my dad's business, my vision was to make this mainstream.
Welcome to WrestleMania.
Vince created this huge empire.
Billion-dollar entertainment juggernaut.
He did things no one thought were possible.
Did turn to gold.
were so many scandals going on.
On trial for steroids.
90% of the wrestlers are on steroids.
Another dead wrestler.
This rocked the very foundation of the WWE.
I would accept no responsibility whatsoever.
None whatsoever. They live this life.
Breaking news. Vince McMahon is stepping aside.
The lawsuit accusing him of countless depraved and humiliating acts.
I didn't think the lawsuit could shock me, and I was floored.
When it comes to Vince, a lot of that is a character. He's going to show you what he wants you to see.
The lines of reality are very blurred in our business. The individual loses all sense of who they really are.
My name is not Vince. My name is Mr. McMahon.
Ooh! I cannot wait.
Sounds great.
On Netflix.
It really sounds awesome.
I wonder how, like, how good a look are we going to get at him, though? In terms of, like, is it going to be completely, is this polished up? Is this, like, going to be a little bit of a PR builder for him?
Sure.
Or is it going to be a little more, like, hey, this is all, warts and all, this is Vince McMahon. If it's that, then I'm all for, and he is such a, like, a big production type of guy that I would think he would recognize, hey, let's include some of that. Like let's include some of those words. By the way, I found out yesterday looking around that Washington Commanders guy who got fired, his previous job was he was running, like, communications for the XFL when it relaunched.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah. So not a great connection there.
All right, Chop, an update on the biggest story in America, unfortunately, this week.
Yeah, so it's the Georgia school shooter who killed four people, two kids, two teachers, injured several others. His name is Colt Gray. He's a 14-year-old. So the latest is this morning, late last night, early this morning, they arrested his father. Colin Gray, 54, charged with four counts of manslaughter and two counts of second-degree murder and eight counts of cruelty to children, because the reports came out that he gave his son the weapon that he used to carry this out for a Christmas gift.
Oh, my.
Now, he was basically saying it was a hunting thing, but he still gave it to him. And this is after the FBI, and this is where the local cops come in. The FBI warned the local cops about this kid a year ago. And the local cops were like, nah, it's not worth our inquiry. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
He had
a fixation or a liking to following and not worshiping, but researching and liking other mass murders and mass shootings.
And
there were signs. His aunt said there were definitely signs, and the adults around him failed him.
Yeah, his aunt said he was begging for help, and nobody ever gave him any help. And she's really going at it because she's like, you can't charge this kid as an adult. He's 14. You can't charge him as an adult. She's really kind of digging in. And then the neighbors are coming out and saying that because he lived, the parents were split up, and they're like, the mom abused the hell out of these kids. Like, she would lock him out of the house. And, when they got in trouble, she just locked him out of the house. And they would just be knocking on the neighbor's door because she didn't feed him or she didn't ever clean their clothes. She said the neighbor said the clothes were always dirty. The mom was in and out of jail for drug possession and abuse and domestic violence. It's a crazy, crazy story and the upbringing. And we never see the parents get charged. It happened in Michigan.
Yes.
Ethan Crumbly.
So the Michigan parents got they got convicted, and I think they're doing like 15 years. But there's there's a chance for them to get out early, I guess.
What's this charge? Does it say what the charge specifically is?
So it's four counts of manslaughter, two of second degree murder, and eight counts of cruelty to children.
That's to the dad.
That's to the dad.
Yeah, because they got in Michigan, they were involuntary manslaughter.
Right.
That was the charge that they got. But I mean,
I think what they're saying, because the dad like purchased the gun for the child. I think in Michigan, the parents were just like kind of negligent with their weapons.
Man, this one is tough because I think I think it's fine to say if you know this kid has a problem and you put this in his hands, that is negligence that in some way maybe to give it as like second degree murder and manslaughter. And like, man, I don't think it's as clear cut as you might as well have just fired the gun yourself. If you want to say, like I said, negligence or something that's on a lower tier, I think, but man, that's difficult to put that on it.
I think. Normally I'm like, you can't blame somebody else for the crimes of somebody else, even if it's your kid. Like I don't like when
it's negligence.
It's negligence, though. Like, I don't like when, like, if you get into a car, if your kid gets into a car accident, they could sue the parents. Well, why? I didn't get in a car accident. What the hell are you suing me for?
Can you?
Yes, absolutely.
For what?
You would sue their their insurance company or whatever, you know, because they're under 18, so they're under your control.
But even still, that's financial liability. We're not talking about like jail time,
right? Yeah. But even still, I don't even like that. But he like purchased the, I don't know, you purchased the gun for the kid. You know the kid has problems. The FBI has been probing him. I don't
have a problem. Huge problem with
I'm
it.
I'm with you. I'm like, should it be second degree murder? Yeah.
That's like, I don't have a problem with him getting charged. Yeah. I just don't know if it seems a little strong to give him the second degree murder and manslaughter charges. That's where I'm at. All right. This is a wild story that's been out in Alabama. It's been going viral this whole week. The family of a deceased Alabama man claims that the surgeon removed his liver instead of his spleen, which ultimately led to his death. The family of 70-year-old William Bryan claims that this surgeon, Thomas Shaknovsky, removed his liver and not his spleen during a procedure that he did not survive due to massive blood loss. They are going after this hospital as well, which is Ascension Sacred Heart Emerald Coast Hospital in Walton County. He went in there on August 18th for a spleenectomy, according to an operative report obtained by USA Today. And ultimately, they're charging that he accidentally removed the liver, which I look at this and I say, I don't know how that, if this actually happened, how? Like, this guy would have to be a worse surgeon than any of us in this room.
Yeah.
Because the liver and the spleen are not in the same
spot.
They're different
shapes.
They're different sizes. They're different colors. They look nothing alike.
No, the liver is like right here, and the spleen is right here. And I know that only because I've had ultrasounds on both of them in the last year.
Well,
like that's how I know.
What a flex.
What a flex, man. Just, people are just worried about my fatty liver.
What I always think about in this is, and my dad, cardiologist, went through some AVA issues in the hospital we were in. A mistake that you make at work is not as costly as a mistake that is made in a hospital.
Oh, no.
Right? Everyone's going to have bad days. Everyone's going to make mistakes. Your mistake is life-altering, possibly.
There are a few professions you can't make a mistake in, like surgeon, pilots.
Yeah.
Like, let's just... No mistakes. Boeing makes enough mistakes for the pilots. They don't need to have
like
any more.
Me stuttering over a word is like nicking a bladder, like they did to my wife at the hospital. Like, oh, you know, sorry. Like it was a mistake.
Yeah. During the autopsy, the medical examiner found the spleen was still in him, and they're like, okay, well, this is clearly not right. And they said that they had to remove the surgeon report said that they had to remove the very enlarged spleen. It's like, well, yeah. I guess he thought a liver was a super enlarged spleen, but I don't know how you flip sides like that.
All right, I talked about my excitement for the Vince McMahon documentary, and I think, you know, there's a large chance no one listening will give a crap about this, but I'm interested in it, and I want to explain why. I'm also interested in the Ellen DeGeneres Netflix.
Oh, okay.
That's coming out. You actually... Now, is it her final comedy special, or is it a focus... on what happened.
So she, according to her and Netflix, it's a stand-up. It's okay. Ellen's last stand-up tour.
Oh, okay. I'm not as excited then. I was hoping it was like, you know, a documentary, because you do have to admit this. There's some people, like, during certain times, they're the untouchable. Like, they're like the perfect face of Hollywood. That was Ellen DeGeneres until her downfall. And her scandal, and I want to know the details. I would watch something detailing how, like, the it person, like, who else is it in Hollywood, like, right now, or who else has it been? The safe, let's go to this person.
Cosby? Cosby was, like, a super safe America's dad guy.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of, like, other people, like a host of something.
James Corden got his reputation trashed after a while, where he was thought to be like the family guy.
Yeah, but he was like never as big as Ellen. Sure. You know, maybe Jimmy Fallon for the next. something like that. But she was it. She was like,
yeah, everybody liked her. Everybody had a favorable opinion of her.
Yeah. So apparently she's going to speak out, explain her side of things. But if it's during a special of hers in a stand up, no, I'm not as interested. I was hoping it was like interviews with other people.
She was supposed to be going on tour, and like this was how she was going to talk about it. Was she was going to do it through her comedy sets, and it was supposed to be kind of introspective and stuff.
Was she like the new Oprah?
Yeah, probably had better approval ratings than Oprah. Like, I mean, at that point. But she was supposed to do it in her stand-up act, and the reviews started coming and saying she's not talking about it. And then after a while, she just like cut the tour short.
Finish this up with a junk drawer story, Choppy.
All right, I got one more for you here. This New York City club has banned cell phones. Okay, so tell me what you think about this one. They're trying to get more people on the dance floor. So they're banning cell phones. And the thought is that there's twofold. One, if you ban cell phones, people have nothing to do. So they'll get on the floor instead of being on their phone at the at the table. Or people are not dancing because they're scared of people videoing them while they dance.
Oh.
My question is, will this actually get more people to the club? Or will it deter you? Like, are you going to go to the club that you can't use your phone in?
No.
Or are you more likely to go because you can escape for an hour or two and there's no inhibitions?
No one is worried about you getting filmed dancing. It's like me. I'm terrified to dance. Like, Bobby, you're not going to go out there and dance. Just can't do it, won't do it. And then you're not going to let me be on my cell phone while other people are out dancing? No, I'm not going.
One of the more irritating personalities to me in society right now is the, yeah, I just like to do like a phone detox thing. I like to put up my phone and like, it's so refreshing. It's like, you're lying. I know it's hell for you. Like you, if you want to say it's healthy, that's fine. But don't tell me like you feel refreshed and enjoy it so much more. These phones are awesome. We got addicted to them for a reason. So don't tell me you're super happy not having your phone.
The Expressway commercial-free junk drawer here on Sean and RJ. We have one more, a special bonus pair of tickets to hook you up with to go see Ludacris, and it's time to make the official picks. Cowboys, Browns, who's winning and why, next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.